This might be the shortest Jimmy Koplik segment ever. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. How are you?
What is happening over there?
I've got a bad leak, and I have a contractor coming to help fix it. So he just got here, but we can probably handle this.
Oh, so that
the bad leak. Where is that?
Where's the leak? In one of my bathrooms.
Oh.
Coming from the ceiling. I didn't know Phil's father was in the roofing business. Jeez.
Surprise!
I'm checking to see if he did the roof.
Look at the deed.
Oh, so bathroom. So you're seeing it on a lower level come through this sheetrock or whatever?
You got it. This could be ugly. I might have to start asking to get paid for this if this doesn't work out well for me.
No comprendo.
Forget it. I know what you guys get paid. There's nothing left to me. You guys make so much.
Right. So my entourage.
Let's see. That's a ladder. That's a cutting knife.
Right.
Pull that sheetrock down. You got to make sure they bring the tarps in.
Right.
You're right.
Vacuum
you got it.
Yep.
First thing they're going to do, got to turn the water off.
Yes, I do. Right.
Yep.
Well, see, you guys know. I just know how to write the check. I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Exactly right.
So, Jimmy, when you have people come over to the house and you open the door, are they like, are you Jimmy Koplik?
Right.
Or do they hear your voice and say, you're that guy.
You're Jimmy Koplik.
In most cases, that's the case. They either know who I am or when they hear my voice, thanks to you guys, they recognize me. But it never gives me any break. In fact, I think charge me more.
The worst when you say, cop, stop walking and turn around.
They know you have the money.
I can't even offer him concert tickets.
No, you can't. No way out.
You're the credit card. When you use that, people must be like, Jimmy Koplik.
Jimmy.
Hey, it's got me out of a few speeding tickets.
That's good.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I was wondering why all those uniforms were in the front row of Bruce.
You're exactly right. The blue section.
I almost got arrested once. I got lucky back leaving a Cyndi Lauper show at Toad's Place back in the late 80s.
Wow.
I got pulled over, and it sort of smelled in the car.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how the hell that ever happened.
Did you run over somebody?
You run over a skunk?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, sort of. It's funny. We must have run over the same skunk.
Right, exactly right. And it was pretty potent, too.
AJ, the cop got into my car, and he actually used his fingers and went into my ashtray and felt the ash.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, this guy was intense. I almost got arrested. Thank God the second cop came and knew who I was. The first cop had no idea.
What are you doing, feeling his ash? What kind of a DWI checkpoint is this?
Boy, Cyndi Lauper at Toad's. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was great.
What a voice.
Until I left. Right?
Yes. Yeah. It was a good time until...
Up until that point,
car.
Was great, yes.
One in the morning, right in front of IKEA. Well, it wasn't IKEA at the time. I don't think 89 had it. I think it was 89. Right in front of, I guess that was the old Holiday Inn back then.
Oh.
So you're good. Your contractor's in the house. We could play a song and talk to you for a little bit?
Yeah, let's go, baby. Okay. Let's go. We're free.
Awesome.
Let's do the show.
Let's do this. See that? All right, so call in for Jimmy. It's the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive. Toy Drive Week.
Yes.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation Concert God, is on the show. If you hear the phone drop and him run off, that means, you know, one of the contractors in his house took down the wrong wall.
Run,
the
Jimmy!
Roof caved in.
Right. Roof cave in.
Oh, no. If you hear what sounds like a waterfall.
I'm a trooper. I'll stay on.
Look at you.
Yeah. You were very generous in donating a VIP experience for the inaugural season of the Bridgeport Amphitheater. And do you want to run through what that includes again?
Sure. It includes VIP parking. It includes the entrance to the VIP club, which you can enjoy yourself at the VIP club.
Nice.
Then we will also give you great tickets to see the show, two great seats to see the show. And I would suspect I'll also be able to take you backstage and show you backstage. And if I know the artist or I know the road manager, hopefully I'll get the opportunity for you to meet the artist, too. But can't promise that, because some artists say yes and some artists say no.
But at the very least, it sounds like you can get them backstage to your office.
Right, be close enough.
Oh, yeah, they're going backstage.
Look, there they go!
Yeah. And then that's a concert of your choice.
Any concert in our first season.
Right.
Wow. All right, so Ashley, what's the top bid right now?
So we just got an update while we were playing that Aerosmith song. It is the highest
bid item on the list this year. It is currently going for $2,000.
Nice.
Nice.
$2,000.
That person's getting really good seats.
Yeah, the artist will be like, who's this on stage with us?
Exactly. That's my guitar.
Wow, that's great. Good news.
So thank you for that, Jimmy.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
You,
my
so
pleasure.
A lot of kids going to have a nice holiday. Well, maybe not a nice holiday, but they're going to know that some strangers were thinking about them and rooting for them.
And I'll break it to Howard that we're going to have to come up with 2 free tickets.
I'll be over here.
Yeah.
No comprendo.
I'll wait outside. Let me know how that goes.
That sounds like a Jimmy job.
Right. Yeah. You're good at this, Jimmy.
Howard's very generous, so it'll be
yes, he is.
Yeah. Very nice man.
Let's talk to Azo from Orange. Azo?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Cool name.
Thank you. AJ, Bon Compliano.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Jimmy, November 25th, 1978, fastest Grateful Dead concert in history at 93 seconds.
Wow.
When you had to go on the stage.
Oh.
I think we talked about this recently.
Several times, yeah.
In New Haven.
Yep. Was that Bon Jovi?
Yes. That was a very scary night for me. As I had to go on stage, I went with Bobby and with, who else did I go
Mickey
with?
Mickey Hart?
Mickey. I went with Mickey, yeah. I went with Mickey and had to announce, despite the fact that it was past showtime and everybody had probably dropped their acid if they did the acid, I had to tell them that they had to drive home, which was not a pleasant thing because Jerry was sick and wasn't able to play. And Jerry really was sick and he was there and... we replayed the show on January 17th of 79. We do have the actual announcement, that I made, that night. Somebody had taped it who had started taping the show and all they taped was my announcement and Bobby talking and Mickey talking. The three of us talked.
Do we have that, Phil? Can you pull that up?
You know,
he's real sick. Garcia is real sick. He has pneumonia. He's in a respirator right now. We can't get him out of bed. And we're not going to be able to play tonight, but we will be able to come back, I think, maybe on Monday. So we're going to turn you over. There's nothing we can do. So if you'll listen to Jimmy here for a minute, he'll be able to tell you all about refunds and rescheduling.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Hold
Jerry
on.
Is very sick.
That's like as soon as the crowd turns, yeah. It's like, here, talk to Jimmy.
Yep. Right. Sorry, here's the bad news. Yeah. And Jimmy, you're on.
You know, if they dropped acid or went to turn and said, yeah, the show happened already. You didn't watch it?
That's good.
That was great, man.
Thank
Wasn't
you all for coming
one
out.
One more time for the band.
Incredible Woo! 2.5-hour show.
Wow.
Oh, you know what?
Hope you weren't tripping.
If they dropped their acid already, drone footage, not available back then, but that would have been to watch those cars leave the parking lot and like, drive over yards.
Like
and,
bumper cars, yeah.
Yeah,
that one went
down
through
the sidewalks.
Yep.
All right, let's hear what Jimmy says.
We'll be back. We'll like to play for you.
That's Mickey.
We'll be back if you still want us. We'll be back. You better believe it. Okay, let me tell you real quickly. We're working on Monday, December 4 right now. We're holding this building right now for Monday, December 4. We're also holding the Springfield Civic Center.
I don't know if you want me to keep going. I think
there's a swear word. Yeah. Someone yells something out to Jimmy.
I think it's F you.
At that point, I would have just dressed like Jerry Garcia and went out there and faked it.
You know what I like, though? Because there wasn't social media available then, and it was very difficult. It was radio or newspaper, television.
Carrier pigeon.
That or smoke signals.
Right.
But Jimmy right then told you the date to hold on to. This wasn't go home and guess.
No.
And then dig.
It was the wrong date, by the way.
Oh.
Wow. You're tripping, though. So I had no idea.
It ended up being in January, not December. It ended up being in January.
You were tripping. You had no idea I said January?
Yeah. Well, no one
remembers. No, I didn't. By that time, I had stopped tripping in the 70s.
No, I meant them, not you.
Well, the guy who said F you to me,
right.
I wanted to look at the guy and go, I'm not the one that can't sing. Are you talking to Jerry Garcia?
Right. You're effing Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I'm just giving the bad news. I'm the sucker that's got to be out here and tell you this.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. It's not you.
I want the show.
Yeah.
Just as much as you.
I want to go home.
I get paid if they play.
Right.
Okay, guy?
I'm a fan too, guy.
Yeah. We have
No, we had a pretty good time back at the hotel with the band after that because we had nothing to do that night. So.
Right.
Oh.
We had stuff to do.
Exactly.
Well, we want to know more about that,
Jimmy. Well, that was part of the fun of doing dead shows was hanging with the band after the show was a lot of fun.
And you'll leave it at that.
I would.
I'm sure the party was never dull, right?
It was never dull. They were very well equipped. It was the one time I didn't need to bring anything. They had everything.
Wow. Well, like knitting needles, yarn.
Ping pong.
Checker games.
Deck of cards.
Right.
Magazines.
All kinds of board games.
Right. And fiddle faddle.
Right. Azo, great call. Thank you. I'm going to ask Jimmy Koplik to repeat what he was saying while the commercials were playing.
With the curse words or without the curse words?
Without the curse words, please.
Okay. Is the quarter finally over that AJ won the employee of the quarter? I am so sick of this self-congratulating and everybody congratulating him. Oh, my God. Which I did also.
You did. Thank you. It was very nice.
Sure, it's well-deserved, but let's realize it's a quarter that nobody went to work.
Right.
That's the one. That's the one he wins.
Is this the feel-good portion of the show?
Here's the kicker.
Yeah, it's a kicker.
He didn't even win it on his own.
No.
He made him co-winner
right.
with someone else.
With the other poor slob that came in.
Well, it's sort of like playing a baseball game when there's you win the game, but there's nobody on the other playing you. It's nobody in the field. You just get up and hit, and that's it.
This is the oddest birthday ever.
happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Same thing, good.
All right. Do we have an update on the Jimmy VIP experience or the auction or the donation?
We have a lot of donations coming in.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll get to that later.
Right. More Jimmy.
More Jimmy.
More Jimmy.
More Jimmy. Mark in the oil truck.
Good morning, everyone. I want to wish happy birthday to AJ.
Thank you, sir.
He's a cool dude.
Thank you.
I really love hearing
him. Wish him happy employee of the quarter, too. So.
That's over now. Can't do anymore.
Jimmy wants to hear
it. They picked somebody else now. They picked the winner.
Jimmy, the week before Halloween in 1980... at the Civic Center, Frank Zappa?
Yes, Frank Zappa. That was October 24th, 1980. And that was the most shocking experience, concert experience, Frank told me that night, because I walked in to meet him. I had not met him before. I wasn't really a fan of his music. I think I've said that before. I don't quite get Zappa. I know he's a genius, and people think he's a genius, and that's fine, but... I'm more of a melody guy. I never heard any melodies from him, but I respected him, and I wanted to congratulate him because he sold out the Hartford Civic Center. So I walk in, and I shake his hand, and I say, congratulations, you sold out the Hartford Civic Center. And his answer to me was, I've never sold out an arena in my entire life.
Wow.
And so the Hartford State of Connecticut gave him his first arena sellout. He never had a sellout before.
I like to think a lot of that was from PLR playing them heavy.
I would imagine, yes.
I think 99% of it was PLR, because I don't think any other radio station really played Zappa at the time. And we had PLR sponsor the show also.
I've seen Zappa several times, and the Joe's Garage Tour, he had this full band, did all of his songs, all the hits, everything you want to hear.
Yeah.
And then the second time he came around, I heard, and maybe Jimmy, you know, what really happened. I heard that he fired his whole band for drug use shortly before the concert in Connecticut.
Oops.
And he hired a whole new band. And he came out and he played instrumentals all night.
Oh, wow.
No vocals. And then the very last song he came out for an encore, he played like an 11, 12-minute version of Whipping Post.
Wow.
Instrumental that I'll never forget in my life.
Huh.
Do you remember any of this?
Yeah. He did not have time to rehearse with the band, so he was afraid to put his vocals to the band. So he said to me, and again, I don't know his music that well, he said, do you mind if I just lead the orchestra, is what he said. I want to lead my orchestra. I said, okay, you know, as long as the fans are happy, I'm happy.
Right, knock us about.
Yeah, what do I know?
That's right. Yeah, he had that.
I'm not canceling the show either.
He had that stick.
Yeah.
And he was, and they followed him.
Right.
And he was doing the stick way up high.
Oh, that's cool.
As high as he could go. Then,
right.
And they're all playing high on their fretboard.
Right.
And then he goes on his tippy toes. They go higher. Then he climbs up on the drum stand.
Oh.
And the band goes even higher. And they're playing full speed as high as they could go. And he drops the stick. And the second that he hit the floor, it was complete silence.
That's amazing. That's
and
tight.
And you hear this. There was a half a second of the crowd. And then the loudest cheer I've ever heard. It was
that's,
amazing.
That's beautiful.
Pretty amazing.
I found a live version of him performing Whipping Post 1984. I don't think it's this performance that we're talking about, though.
All right.
That's not him singing.
Yeah, no, he did instrumental. Look at what you've done. But nothing seemed to change. The bad times stay the same. And I can run from how I feel. Jimmy, of all the times you heard the Allman Brothers do Whipping Post, is there one that sticks out in your mind?
Yeah, the one that sticks out in my mind is actually Dillon Stadium, Hartford, 1972. It sticks out in my mind because it was the first time I had ever seen the Allmans live, and I became an enormous fan. Marshall Tucker opened up the show.
Wow.
And I never heard a flute in a rock band before, other than Jethro Tull. But a Southern rock band having a flute was really weird. So I was right. In love with Marshall Tucker. And then what happens? The Allman Brothers come on. And as far as I was concerned, as much as I love Marshall Tucker and still love Marshall Tucker, they just blew him off the stage.
Wow.
And it really, so I remember that very well.
What a night. The Marshall
yeah,
Tucker
really
Band
great.
And the Allman Brothers Band on the same bill in the height of their awesomeness.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a night. Mark, thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Jimmy, thanks so much for coming on and sitting with us while you have contractors ripping your house apart.
Now I'm on my way to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, man. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you very much for that VIP experience.
Yes.
Let's keep it going. We're going to have some great shows there, so keep the bidding up.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Let's bid right now. Jimmy Kolblake, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
You got it.
All right, great. Thank you.